بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. The first complete surah to be revealed was Surah Fatiha, and the last surah to be revealed completely was Surah Fatah. Fatiha and Fatah. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. So Islam is saying you that I am Fath Kamil, beginning Fatah, ending with Fatah. You're winning at the beginning, you're winning at the end. So just win-win situation. No question about lose-win, lose-lose, or win-lose. It's win-win situation. Starting of Fatiha, ending of with Fatah, first and last. There may have been verses that were revealed earlier, but as a complete surah, Surah Fatiha. Similarly, there may have been verses that may have revealed after, but the last complete surah to be revealed is Surah Fatah. Fatiha refers to an opening, can refer to a victory as well. Now, what are the reasons for the Surah Fatiha called Surah Fatiha? Alhamdulillah Sharif is called it Surah Fatiha. So, what are the possible reasons why it's called Surah Fatiha? One is that the Quran Sharif starts off with Surah Fatiha, right? One is every namaz starts with Surah Fatiha. So Surah Fatiha is conveying a very, very important and a significant message to us. That open your heart to me and I'll give you myself. You open your heart. So now the opening of the heart, what does it require? It requires that in order for you to take my message, to take my direction, to take what I want to give you, then you will need to have an open mind. And an open mind requires that you have no preconceived notions, no bias, no prejudice, no preconceived notions. Are you coming into the Quran Sharif with this frame of mind? No bias, no prejudice, and nothing preconceived. So if you are not getting to the Quran now, you come in with an open mind. So then the Quran will then open up for you. You open up, and then will the Quran Sharif open up for you. But you got it closed and you want the Quran Sharif to open up for you, it's not going to happen. So you come in with an open mind, a clear mind. And that is why then the first verse in Surah Baqarah is ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. In Surah Fatiha, you also been petitioning Allah Ta'ala, begging Allah Ta'ala for direction. اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. What you are doing, you are petitioning, you are begging for a direction. So Allah Ta'ala says to you, right, this is what you were asking for, and an answer to your dua is Surah Baqarah, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. This is the book, this is the direction that you were asking for, they have got it. ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. You are asking for it, you said, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطِ. Guide us, show us the right path. So Allah says, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابِ. What you have been asking for, they have got to you. But now, the unique thing in the Quran Sharif is this, that opening verse in Surah Baqarah says لَا رَيْبَ فِي, right? That's the opening of Surah Fatiha, Surah Baqarah. So one is, it's wanting you to come with an open mind, but it's the only kitab, the only revealed kitab that says in it is guidance without doubt, but ذلك الكتاب فيه هدل and then لا ريب فيه then للناس لا ريب فيه in it is guidance without doubt right. Now did you hear any book saying as it's opening up that this book there is no doubt in it? Do you hear anybody saying that? Now this is unique to the Quran Sharif. The Quran is starting off with this note, in it is guidance without doubt. So as you're coming into the Quran Sharif, you're coming in with a very clear mind. And the Quran Sharif is receiving you with all its majesty, with all its grandeur, all its beauty, and it's smashing all the preconceived doubts and thoughts that you had. And then the word that has been used, la rayba fi. So rayb and shak has got a small technical difference. Rayb means a baseless doubt. See, I got a reservation, I got a doubt, but I've got some basis for that doubt. And rayb is a doubt, baseless, absolutely baseless. Right? Got no basis for that. So that is called rayb. Right? Like I say, this man is a human being. Right? So is there any doubt about it? Maybe you are wrong in saying that he's not a human being, he's not a man. Right? If you say that he's not a man, then you may be wrong. But is the man not a man? Is the person not a man? He's a man, there's no doubt about it. Your doubts have got no basis. So a doubt that is baseless is called a rayb. So Allah Pak is saying at the beginning, there's absolutely no doubt. Come in with a clear mind. What a beautiful way to start it off. As you're reading now, hey, I'm reading something genuine now. It's substance that I'm reading. It's something magnificent that I'm reading. There's absolutely no doubt in this. So you see the introduction. You see the reception that you're receiving. No doubt. Then again you look at Surah Fatiha, how it's commencing. Right? It's commencing with praises to Allah Ta'ala. Right? So you praise someone for some beauty, some perfection. Right? Two things normally you would praise the person for perfection and for beauty. And beauty is also a type of a perfection. Right? So you praise someone for perfection. So when you say hamd, when you say all praise to Allah Ta'ala, what you are saying? That everything of perfection is in Allah Ta'ala. That means Allah Ta'ala has got absolutely no limitation, no flaws, flawless, absolutely no flaw, no limitation. Right. See that, alhamdulillah. Therefore you say, alhamdulillah, because there is no flaw, absolutely no flaw, there is no limit. We have got limits, we have got flaws in us. Limits, there's a limited time that you live. You come in at an appointed time and you leave at an appointed time. Your coming is at a limited point and your going is also limited. You're not unlimited. Right? And everything of yours has got limitations. Right? Your faculties of your sight, limited. Hearing, limited. Speech, limited. So everything in you has got some limitation. So is your brain. Your brain also has got a limit. You can understand to a certain point, and beyond that, you cannot understand. Like your sight has got a limit, your ears have got a limit, your smelling has got a limit. Similar is your brain's and intelligence, that you can understand to a certain point. Beyond that point, you cannot understand. Cut off. Right? Now that man doesn't want to accept. I've got no limits. Now it's such an obvious thing that every person has got a limit, right? A child at the age of 6, can he understand mathematics at a university level? Can't understand. Limit. Right? A person at the university level, first year, can he understand advanced mathematics? He can't understand. So we all understand that there is some limits. But just that we want to be the supreme person, and not say at any time that we have got limits. Allah Pak Singh Bhai, see your life is not unlimited. If your brains and intelligence was unlimited, you could have brought about eternity for yourself. But now you can't bring that. That means there is a limit. Your brains can only work to a certain limit. Beyond that, it can't work. I say, alright, if you've got unlimited intelligence, bring unlimited life. See. Can you do it? That means your intelligence is limited. You can't function beyond a point. To a certain point, you can function. Beyond that point, you cannot function. So the only being that is unlimited is Allah Ta'ala. Therefore you say, praises to Him only. Alhamdulillah. Praises are to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Now, the noteworthy thing when you say praise to Allah Ta'ala, and you see I said fatah, fatah means to open. Now, how does the word fatah, or how does the word Alhamdulillah open your mind? How does it open you? It opens you like this, that if you recite Alhamdulillah with a complete open mind, with all your love, when I say open, with all your love, with all your heart, giving Allah Ta'ala, you open all your heart, you're saying Alhamdulillah. Right. As Muhammad Thanvi Sahib Rahman says, that when I was leaving Makkah Mukarramah after staying approximately 6 months in the khidmat of Hadim Dadullah Sahib Rahman, Adi Sahib advised me, some of the parting advice that he gave, that you see, Mia Ashraf, agar pani piyo, to thanda pani piyo. To drink cold water, drink it cold. Because you are going to drink it chilled and cold on a very hot day, right? Then you will say Alhamdulillah, but not Alhamdulillah, that's not just as a ritual. You will say it wholeheartedly, Alhamdulillah. It will be a different type of Alhamdulillah, isn't it? And if you just drink ordinary water, say, oh, Bismillah, Alhamdulillah. Is there any jaan hai? Koi jaan nahi. Aur ye thande karke tum piyoge, you will keep it cold, chilled nicely. Say Bismillah. And say Alhamdulillah. Hey, how excellent is my Allah Ta'ala is providing me with water. How excellent He is. Won't you say that? See, how He's connecting you to Allah Ta'ala. That you can enjoy, but you can remain connected as well. You can enjoy, but remain connected. That's what Allah Pak wants. He says, I don't want you not to enjoy, but don't disconnect yourself. I don't want you to not enjoy, but remember, don't you ever disconnect yourself. مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. The beauty, the delicious thing is that. Who declared it as forbidden? Nobody has declared it forbidden. So he wants you to enjoy, but don't you ever be disconnected. So you're drinking also, but you remain connected. You're eating also, but you remain connected. You are dressing up, but you remain connected. So is there going to be anything like show and ostentation? Because you're connected now, so you're doing it purely for His love. Enjoying it. What a kareem aqa tu. Kaisa kareem aqa. What is kareem? Alladhi yu'ti bi ghayri istihqaqin. The one that gives in spite of you not being eligible. You're not eligible to anything. But in spite of you not being eligible and worthy, I still pour my favors. I pour and I pour. And for that is kareem. He just gives. He doesn't say, hey, this man here, well, he's 75 years of age now. He only needs 4 kurtas to live. Just give him 4 kurtas, 2 sets of shoes. It's enough for 3 years. Does Allah Pak work with you like that? He doesn't work with you like that. He just gives. He pours and he pours. So He wants you to remain connected. Don't forget in the midst of your enjoyment, don't forget the giver. That's what He wants. Enjoy, but in the midst of that enjoyment, don't forget Him. See, this is brought up in several places in the Quran Sharif. See, one place I showed just now. مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي رَيْهِ نِسَاؤُكُمْ حَرْثٌ لَكُمْ. After food, the most enjoyable thing for a man is a woman, right? But he says, alright, فَاتُوا حَرْثَكُمْ أَنَّاشِيْتُمْ. Enjoy yourself, right? But وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ. What? وَقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُونَ. Here is how he is addressing you. That's the height of your pleasure, right? But in the height of your pleasure, remain connected. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُونَ. Remember, you're coming still to me. So enjoy, but don't ever be disconnected. Be connected, remain connected. It's a different thing to have a phone, and it's a different thing to remain connected. Is the phone a guarantee that you are connected? No. So you have to make an independent effort to see that you are connected. Don't you? So that's all Allah is asking you for. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّكُمْ مُلَاقُوا. I don't want you to leave out your comforts. Enjoy. Enjoy and enjoy. Don't waste and don't be disconnected. Just remember, I'm here. Remember the hand. Remember the hand that is showering the favor. Don't forget that hand. So now you get so consumed in the favor that you forget the hand that is bestowing. Is that right? So you say, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. See that? So we start off. Now, you think to yourself again, look at Alhamdulillah from a different dimension, right? Look at it from this dimension. If someone is saying Alhamdulillah with all his heart, with his full heart is saying, Allah, I am so pleased. So, can there be any conflict in his mind? Can there be any rebellion in his mind? Can he rebel? See, there's two paths to your life, right? One is called Tashri, one is called Takween. Tashri is all the duties to Allah Ta'ala, obligations, and that's Tashri, right? And Takween is all that is related to your life. Poverty, adversity, progress, digress, etc. All that adversity, sickness, death, birth, all that. So that is called Takween. That means with the administration of the world or administration of a person. His prosperity, his life, his death, etc., health, all that, right? All that's connected to that. So there's two dimensions. And the supreme control is Allah Ta'ala. How much of wealth he must get, how much of enjoyment he must go through, and how much of difficulty he must experience. So all that is a design. And all that design is all decided. But when you sing Alhamdulillah, and you sing Alhamdulillah with all your heart, I ask you, is it possible for you to have any complaint against Allah Ta'ala? When there's not going to be any complaint against Allah Ta'ala, will there be any conflict then? Will there be any rebellion? No rebellion. But you see this power in Alhamdulillah. Really, we haven't understood the depth of the message of Allah Ta'ala. Everything else we try to enjoy. Have a bri. So this marinate we had already now, something new, man. Some different type of marinade. You need to enjoy the thing. And someone said, you know, the steak you must eat. You must eat with the fat you must eat. You know. And don't put up too much of spice because you'll get the taste of the spice, not the meat. So all that, you go through the depths of it, right? But do you go to the depth of making shukr Alhamdulillah? The depth, eh? And simple things, all these things are, they appeal to our brains, our intelligence. Alhamdulillah. And you said, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You're starting off with Bismillah. One pious person is seated down to eat, right? So he saw perhaps one side of the bread was slightly, there was some dust or something. So he tore it off and kept it aside. So a lot of these pious people, Allah Pak inspires their hearts. He says, Allah Pak's inspiration is saying to him that you just abandoned our favor. See, connection and disconnection. You know what went in the making up and the producing of the small piece of bread? Do you know what went into it? He says, that inspiration is telling him, our skies worked for it. Our sun worked for it. The rains and the clouds worked for it. The winds worked for it. Right? The earth worked for it. The tillers worked for it. The millers worked for it. The industries worked for it. The retailers worked for it. The wholesalers worked for it. Then your wife worked for it. And then eventually it came to you. with all these people's combined effort, you got this one lukma, one morsel of food, and you just disregard. You start crying. Allah Akbar. Aap jaise kareem aka. A compassionate God like yourself, compassionate Allah Ta'ala as yourself, just for me to enjoy this one morsel, you engage so many forces of nature. Just for me to enjoy one morsel of food, and may namak haram, and I'm doing this to your favor, Allah Ta'ala. What a discontent person, what an unappreciate. He was going on in Alhamdulillah. May Tawbah straight away. Now that's the beauty of Allah Wale. When that inspiration comes to them, then they will not argue, they will not defend, they will just drop themselves, Allah, make maaf. We didn't realize our stupidity, our limitation. We didn't think about it like that. See, straight away you know the problem, and you straight away you respond. And you'll find that this is the way of all the Nabis. Adam alayhi salam, all of us know, right? Alam anhakuma antilkuma shajarati wa aqul lakuma inna shaytan. The mistake is brought, and straight away the response is, Rabbana zalamna, right? Nuh alayhi salam, inna bni min ahli wa inna wa'adaka al-haq wa anta ahkamul hakimin. So Allah pass, ya Nuh, innahu laysa min ahlik, innahu amalun ghayru salih, fala tas'alni ma laysa laka bihin. You are petitioning me on behalf of your child. Don't you do that, because he is irreligious. And don't ask me about things that you have no knowledge about. So now, how does Nuh alayhi salam reply to this? قَالَ رَبِّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ. Straight away, he doesn't come to his defense. Allah Akbar, make a plan now. You know, I'm your man now. No. إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ أَنْ أَسْأَلَكَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِهِ. I ask your refuge, that I ask you about things that I don't know. وَإِلَّا تَغْفِلْنِي. And you don't forgive me. Imagine, Nuh alayhi salam is amongst the Ul Azm. Five Anbiya, they count, that are Ul Azm. But straight away he goes to his knees and he says, وَإِلَّا تَغْفِلِّي وَتَرْحَمْنِي أَكُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِ. I'll be lost just now, I'll be totally destroyed if you don't shower. See that? So this approach Allah Pak likes. Nabi Sassam, أَبُو لَكَ بِنِعْمَتِكَ عَلَيَّ وَأَبُو بِذَنْبِي. He's teaching us. See. And his words will be the most perfect. He's the Sayyidul Anbiya. All the Anbiya we respect and we say all are perfect, right? But Nabi Sassam is above perfection. Above the perfection of the Anbiya, so he's Sayyidul Anbiya. But overall, all of them are perfect. But so his wordings will be the perfection of the perfectionist. Perfection over the perfectionist. And what he teaches us? Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu bi dhanbi. An additional point he teaches us. Allah Ta'ala also acknowledge all your favors. You know, from head to toe, me ka, kis kis aapke ihsan ko me ginu, me shumar karu. Which favor of yours must I count? One thing I start from, you know, it's so much, it's so intense, so much, so much. In the face, just look at the face, how much Allah has put, right? Eyes, just all the faculties are there, right? Then the faculties with the design with the proportion with the beauty, the teeth like pearls, old man, you should see, look at the teeth. Don't you say that? The beauty, the perfection with the beauty. In a small little face, but Allah, so much is put up into it. So much is pushed into it. Look into his eyes. Hey, just know, look and look. And look. One person was telling me that Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah was waiting to board the flight, you know. Going to America to board the flight. So it's a long queue, about 200 people waiting. The person that is at the counter, he left all, he brought Hazrat Ji and put him onto the flight. So now, I saw something in this man's eyes that was something magnificent I didn't see. But you see that old man, Hazrat Ji, old man, you can't see there was anything else, right? But what a magnificent look Allah Pak created even for that old person. But you see the beauty that Allah Pak has designed with a small limited place. So you say, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. One child, He lost his father, right? So the father had made a bequest that this child of mine must be admitted to the maktab. Right? Father was a sharabi kababi, doing all upside down things, ulta pesh, right? So he wasn't doing things right. But he made a bequest that my child must go to the maktab. See, they say, there's two people in life who like you more than they would like themselves. They like you more than they like themselves. One is your father, right? Father may be agarbati jabat, right? But he'll tell you, you be careful. You ever touch this thing, you be careful. Does it happen? Right? And the father may not be a hafiz, and he doesn't know tajweez at all, right? But he says, you better this blood at kirat at tajweez at qari sahab. Doesn't he say that? So he wants you to be extending him. Right? He couldn't make the grade for whatever reason. But he doesn't want his child to be backwards. See, there's two people that like you more than they would like themselves. So one is the parents, and the second is the sheikh. Because the spirit, the sheikh and the murid's relationship is based on pure sincerity. He must like for you to progress all the time, even if it means that you excel. Otherwise, he's failing in his duty. If he doesn't have that type of heart, that he must be excelling all the time, then he's failing in his duty, that he's short of ikhlas. See, he must become so selfless. He wants you to progress. That hen laid some eggs, right? So other birds saw, hey, there's some eggs here. So the water duck came around. She says, all right, let me, it's a safe haven, let me put my egg there. And then the eagle that is challenging the clouds going so high, that thing saw this egg here, say, hey, it's a safe haven, let me leave my eggs here as well. So that thing hatched out. In a few days, the water duck, the mother, the hen, is walking on the shore, moving through, right, whatever. And it sees its child gliding through the ocean. Hey, mera bacha, uska naseeb kis kadar buland hai, my child. And see, that thing is walking so beautifully, crossing the ocean like that. I dread to even touch the water. But mere bacche ko dekho, kahan se kahan pahunch gaya. And that thing can hardly fly. That hen can hardly fly. Oho, mere bacche ko dekho, wo kahan aasman ke upar chadh gaya. So the sheikh may be nothing, but he wishes more for the murid than himself. Otherwise, he's not worthy being called a sheikh. So there's two people in life that wish more for you. So this father is made a bequest. He's made a bequest as he's seeing and he's going now. Khuda ke mehman ho gaye. So 1-2 days he's going to leave. My child must be admitted to the maktab. Otherwise, you're not my family. I worry is so strong that chahe na chahe, hum tere mehman, whether you like it or not, you have to send the child. So at the age of 4 or 5, as it is the custom in India, they admitted the child to learn Quran Sharif. So the maktab, when we were children, most of the teachers used to be miyajis or munshis, right? It was hardly an alim that was teaching. So the miyaji is instructing the child. Qara Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Child is reading Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. There Allah Ta'ala is commanding the malaika, lift the punishment from this person here. Because of his bequest, he is reading the name of Rahman, and the Rahman must forget him. How can that ever work? He's taking the name of the one that is most gracious, and the child is doing it as per the bequest of the father, and the most gracious must forget him. You see this Alhamdulillah, Bismillah, and what a dynamic thing it's got. No religion has got it. No one has got it. This, according to many ulama, this Bismillah, although it's a little bit of difference of opinion because of Innahu min Sulaymana wa innahu bismillahir rahmanir rahim. But some say that this Bismillah is exclusive to this ummah. It's this favor just directed to this ummah exclusively. It's so powerful. so magnificent, exclusive to this ummat. So when we are saying Bismillah also, as though it's a declaration of a renewal of our contract of allegiance. You see, we got a contract of allegiance with Allah Ta'ala. And you're saying Bismillah, so what is it? It's a declaration of renewal of a contract of allegiance to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Allah, I renew my contract. I'm doing all ulta sida, a lot of things I'm doing, offbeat. But I still recognize you. I still recognize you. I'm still remorseful for the wrong that I'm doing. So I recognize you. You see this renewing. So you don't remain at one level. You keep renewing. You don't know, one day you'll come right. So that's what Allah Pak wants. You keep renewing. Keep trying. Person that is practicing archery, is practicing. One day he gets it right. So you're renewing. So that's what Allah Pak wants. Enjoy. Nobody saying, Allah Pak is not saying, don't enjoy. Enjoy, but remain connected. Enjoy, but don't disconnect yourself. Hazrat Ji Ahmed says that once in a dawat, sometimes you get this jawan, you know, youngsters, so they do all upside down things. They don't have the understanding, right? They're a little bit limited, right? Small. What's the English word? Naive, right? Naive. The naivety, they do it. We don't say that the spirit is wrong. The spirit is right. But in the naivety, they do something that is stupid. So they're seeing this person here, coming up as a Sufi, right? But now he saw this beautiful plate of biryani, or fish biryani, so tasty. You could see the smell, right? And this kofta, and a lot of things there, so beautiful. He took 1 liter of water, poured it into that. I said, I'm breaking my nafs. What are you doing? My nafs kushi kar raha hu. I'm breaking my nafs. So, Hazrat said, ye to ye khuda ko janta nahi, pehchanta nahi. He doesn't know the path. He doesn't know the path. He's not looking at the giver. He's spoiling the gift of the giver. Allah Pak gave him. See, if your mother, she took all the pains, right? She made the piryani the whole day. And now you come to eat. And I said, no, I'm breaking my nafs. Pour water into it. What happened to your mother's heart? Hey, this child doesn't appreciate. So understand the hand that is giving. Remain connected. Say, Allah Pak, you're so beautiful. You're so compassionate. You're so loving. In spite of all my weakness, all my stupidity, but you still go on bestowing. Allah Pak, which tongue must make your shukr? Now, imagine what a beautiful connection he'll have with Allah Ta'ala, that he's remorseful, but he's enjoying also. He's recognizing the love of Allah Ta'ala, but he's remorseful with that. So it's a remorse with love. You know? It's like, you know, like boar, you know. It's got the sweetness also, it's got the sourness also. Sweet and sour. What you eat, sweet, all this sweet. My father-in-law, late now, he, at the last days also, he must have sour figs and boar. Every time people, at your age, you can't eat all these things here. But you're young, you can eat, it's alright. That advanced age, you can't eat all these things. So you see this, the love also and the remorse as well. Combination of love and remorse. Combination of love and remorse. That's the meaning of remain connected. Don't disconnect yourself at any given time. Don't disconnect yourself. Recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. See the beauty. It's one little food, one morsel that you're eating, one fruit that you're eating, but recognize. See the hand that went behind it. So you said, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Now see, now you said that Alhamdulillah. Now what heart you're reciting. Now can you complain of Allah Ta'ala? Then you said, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Rahman is Amur Rahma, and Rahim is Tamur Rahma. Right? Amur Rahma, his mercy is comprehensive, right? Covers all time, place, and circumstance, right? So nobody besides Allah Ta'ala can cover time, space, and circumstance. You are here, then you go, right? Can you cover time? You can't. You were, and you know more, right? So you can't transcend time, nor space, nor circumstance. So therefore Rahman is an exclusive name with Allah Ta'ala. Like someone's name is Allah, Abdullah, right? His name is Abdullah. So can you call him Allah? Why? Even though you intend an abbreviation. Why? The name Allah is exclusive with Allah Ta'ala. So Rahman is that being whose mercy transcends time, space and circumstance. And nobody can do it. Can anybody do it? It's only Allah Ta'ala. It's beyond. His mercy is here, His mercy is hereafter. His mercy is at the beginning, at the end. Before you and after you. It carries on and on. So that's Rahman. So therefore to give the name of Rahman to anybody besides Allah Ta'ala, to say Rahman is like saying Allah. How can you say that? It's exclusive with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? So it's Amur Rahma. And Rahim is Tamur Rahma, whose mercy is perfect. Right? So that the perfection of the mercy will be seen in the hereafter. Here you see a general, a comprehensive plan, right? But the perfect plan is in the hereafter. Now to understand that, a comprehensive mercy now, each day, for example, each day, just for our understanding, right? Each day, and you, all the delicacies are in front of you, the families all come in, near and far, all enjoying, joking, cheering up, how are you, and, right? So you feel so nice. Then one person says, but if father was only around, mother was around, right? So you still feel a little bit of deficiency, a void, don't you feel that? You feel a little bit of void, you feel, right? Although people are not supposed to be speaking like that, but sometimes that thought may just pass the mind. Right? And overall, that's a mercy of Allah Ta'ala that your father is no more, right? Because where he's gone to is far better than where he was. So that's better, right? But the eyes want to see it as well. So there is a different dimension of mercy, right? Can you see the dimension of mercy? He is in a better place than he was, right? But the eyes doesn't feel satisfied unless and until he sees. So Allah Ta'ala says, I'm not only Amur Rahma, I am Tamur Rahma. I will take you to a realm. I'll take you to a realm where I'm not only Amur Rahma, but Tamur Rahma. You'll see my mercy in perfection. Then you see yourself, your father, your mother, your child, passed away in infancy, you were in love with him, so much bond with him. So it's like more than an ease day, everybody's around. Now is there any reason for you to feel any level of depression, any level of stress, distress, any sadness? No, perfect. See, Amur Rahma and Tamur Rahma. It's just an example to illustrate Amur Rahma and Tamur Rahma. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. I'm just giving illustrations for us to understand what the surah has got. Then again look at it. When you said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, you said first Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then you said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So when you said Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, and Hamd covers all times. Rahman covers all times, right? So, Allah Ta'ala's mercies and compassion was before you came around, right? Because it was His mercy that ushered you into this world. Had it not been His mercy, would you have been admitted here? There was no need for you. Ma nabudem wa taqazai ma nabudem. We weren't around. And Allah had no need for us. You know, you be around, then things will work out. You're not there, then what will happen? Allah Pak had no need for you. You gone, you replaced. One day's time, Allah Pak replaces. And sometimes straight away you're replaced. And many times the replacement is better than the original as well. So you're not indispensable. Don't think like, hey, main na hunga to kya hoga? Don't think like that. So you went around, and in spite of Allah Ta'ala not having a need of you, He granted you existence. So what was that? It was just His mercy that admitted you into this. His mercy that had ushered you into this. Right? So you're talking of the past. So the mercy of Allah Ta'ala is covering all the past. Then Ar-Rahman, because of the comprehensive plan, so it's also covering the present. It's covering the present. So Allah Ta'ala is sustaining you. Not that Allah Ta'ala created you and left you. No. He created you and every moment you're still connected to Him. He's connected to you. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. He's looking. Everything is working out for you. Your eyes are working. Your organs are working. You are happy. You're satisfied. You're feeling fulfilled or not. At all times, Allah is watching. He's as though He's maintaining you and He's sustaining you every second, every moment, right? If He leaves, if He pulls away, He's sustaining you, right? I ask you, what will happen to your lungs? Lungs will collapse. What will happen to your circulation of blood? That thing will stop. So He's sustaining you all time, every second, every moment. You see that His mercy is running. In the beginning you needed Him. Now as you stand, you need Him. Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Then in the future also you will need Him. The future, in the hereafter, as your eyes close, you will need Him. So at any given time, you need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every given time. See? Therefore you say, Alhamdulillah, that at any given time, He is the one that is for you at any given moment, given time, given place, circumstance, wherever. Your father can't be with you all the time, mother can't be with you all your time, your friends can't be with you all the time. But it is the compassion of Allah Ta'ala that's with you at any given moment, time, circumstance, place, time, anything. But He's with you. So therefore you say Alhamdulillah. Right? And now Allah Ta'ala brings you to another understanding, Maliki Yawmiddin. Right? Master of the Day of Judgment. Right? Now this also has got a lot of meaning in it. I'll just give you the meaning. So at least there is some life in your Surah Fatiha. I bring this point quite regularly nowadays. That what we are losing out in this life is we got a gobble and go concept. What? Gobble and go. You know, like children, there's toffees around, right? So the mother will say, you can eat the next one after you finish the first one. So what you'll do? You'll take the one, you'll gobble that thing so you can take the second one. But you're not enjoying it. The right thing is take that one, enjoy it full, enjoy it, and then take the second one. So similarly, you take the Quran Sharif, enjoy it full, understand it properly, right? Properly understand it. Take the next one and enjoy. So your recitation, you are enjoying the recitation. What is Allah Bakht? What is He conveying to me? Maliki Yawmiddin. The master of the Day of Judgment. So what's there in this Maliki Yawmiddin? You understand it. Understand it in perspective. And sometimes in your quiet moments, understand what Allah Bakht is saying to you. You can't get in your namaz altogether at once. Then in your quiet moments, think what Allah is saying. So it's a variety of things He's telling you. One is He's telling you, see, this is not a place for recompense and reward. Don't think that you're getting whatever you're getting is a recompense and reward. This is just to see you through here, right? This is just a fuel on the road. To enjoy a little bit on the road, so you don't feel too distressed and too bored, right, of this life. You got some things to cheer you up. Right? Today you got biryani, tomorrow you got curry kichri, the next day you got something else. So it cheers you up. Yeah? It brings your spirits up, right? So, but this is not the recompense. It's not the reward. Yawmuddin is the day of recompense. This is not the day of recompense. Otherwise you see a kafir, right? And he's loaded so much. He's loaded and he's loaded. You can't believe he's got so much, right? But yet he's steeped in disbelief. But Allah Pak has blessed him with so much. So this is not an indication of you being rewarded. أَمَّا الْإِنسَانُ إِذَا مَبْتَلَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَأَكْرَمَهُ وَنَعَّمَهُ فَيَقُولُ رَبِّي أَكْرَمًا. When he's got the wealth, he says, Allah Pak, you honored me. When Allah Pak restricted, say, Ahanan, Allah Pak, you disgraced me. So that's not the criterion. Not the gauge of honor and disgrace is not the criterion. So in Yawmuddin, this is what he's getting to you, that this is not the place of recompense. So if you are in a little bit of constraints or you're not well to do, don't feel distressed, because it's not a signal of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure or displeasure. So when it's not a signal, then why should you be distressed? Yes, if it's a sign of Allah Ta'ala's displeasure, then definitely it's a matter of concern. But it's not a sign of Allah Ta'ala's pleasure or displeasure. Why must you be worried about it? Rasul Pak Sasam and Sahaba Kiram, right, look at their lives. Days are going on, it's only khajur and water. Only khajur and water, carrying on. Right? So if it was a sign of of pleasure and displeasure, then this would have never happened to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It would have never happened. So it's not a sign of pleasure, nor is it a sign of displeasure. So one lesson that you learn, Yawmuddin, is not a sign. So that must not be my goal. If it's not a sign of pleasure and displeasure of Allah Ta'ala, then wealth, prosperity, more and accumulating more and more and more and more, whatever, it must not be the goal. It came, alhamdulillah, I enjoyed. I will not abandon it. I will enjoy it, I will appreciate it, I will say alhamdulillah. But it's not my goal. So if it's not my goal, if I didn't make the projections and the targets, then it brings no distress. I'm eating. Sar ke upar chhat hai, pet mein khana hai. Aur kya chahiye? You got a place to sleep, you got a roof, you're eating well, also what are you worried about? Allah is not displeased, so why are you worried? Yes, if it was He is displeased, then there was a matter of concern. See, what we are short of is we don't think, we don't reflect. One day, the wife got a little bit disappointed, not talking to you nicely, not straight now, turning around. You're too big now, you carry on. Can you sleep the whole night? Huh? At your age now, can you sleep? Just one night of displeasure and you can't sleep. And you're displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you can sleep. Is it making the sense? Is it making any... Allah is displeased, you made ghibat, you got false suspicions, you got doubts about people, unjustified, right? But you can still relax. How do you add it up? Your wife, and a small little displeasure and you can't sleep. You feel so restless, you feel so uneasy. And here you break the lines with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you feel so relaxed. How do you work it out? You're supposed to be feeling at least what you can do, you know, as a start. We know we're doing right wrong things. At least when you're going to sleep now, you're going to sleep or retire, make some istighfar. Gunegar, I'm sinful. I'm wrong. A lot of things I'm doing is not right. Sometimes physically, and sometimes mentally I'm doing wrong. Right? But Allah, do forgive me. My thinking is wrong. My ways are wrong. Behavior is not right. Allah, do forgive me. So even if you died in that state, I ask you, isn't it a beautiful way to die? That, alright, you understand, you accepted your mistake. Like I said, Abu Islam, his words were most perfect. Because on the one end, he says, Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya. That he's recognizing the favor of Allah Ta'ala. I do acknowledge Allah Ta'ala, your full favor, and I do want to understand. But also, wa abu bi dhanbi, also I acknowledge my wrong. See that he's acknowledging. And every Nabi is saying it. I do acknowledge my wrong. I acknowledge my wrong. The Nabi is saying, I show you Nuh alayhi salam, I show you Adam alayhi salam. I'm saying, Nabi Sallam, wa abu bi dhanbi, I do recognize. I do accept, I do acknowledge. I am not avoiding, I am not ignoring the wrong. I am not justifying the wrong. I am acknowledging. Abu laka bi ni'matika alayya wa abu bi dhanbi. See how beautiful. So, you're looking at Yawmuddin from one perspective. Then Maliki Yawmuddin from another perspective, right? Malik is like one that controls, owns, in power, that's Malik. So, when you say, yeh kiska makan hai, so he says, yeh malik, makan ka malik hai. This is the owner of the house. So, when you say on the day of Qiyamah, and Allah Ta'ala is the malik, then how do you understand this? Because you say, alright, he is also an owner, he is also a controller, but then on the day of Qiyamah, and you say, Allah Ta'ala is the malik. In other words, in this world and the next world, Allah Ta'ala is the control, he is the power. He is the control, he is the power, he is the owner, right? Right? Your power, your control is just in name. Yeah? It must exsuratan, right? For the smooth administration of this life here, just in name, I say, alright, yeah, falana ka hai, right? Otherwise, there will be no administration in this world. If there was no owner, I say, would there be any system? So just for the smooth administration of this life, Allah Pak says, or a suratan, or you be the owner. But you're not the owner, because just now you will leave and you'll be replaced, right? You can control the person himself, but can you control the mind? You can control wealth, but can you control satisfaction? You can control some type of pleasure, right? But can you control fulfillment? You can't do it. So in this world also, Allah is the Malik. But this owner and power will be seen and witnessed fully on the day of Qiyamah. There, you can't even speak. Leave alone anything else. You can't even speak. La yatakallamun. Nobody can speak. Nobody's got the ability to even speak. You know, speaking is so free. But you can't even speak on that day. La yatakallamun. Forget even speaking. You can't even move. La yazalu qadama abdin. You can't even move. Can you see the control of Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah? Can't even move, you can't even speak, can't even say a thing. That's control. Absolute, complete control. So you see, Maliki Yawmiddin. Then you come, how many minutes left now? 1 minute. I'll start this thing off, it's going to be a little bit of a long thing. And it's not right to leave it in the lurch. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. So you saw the whole, the past is Allah Ta'ala, the present is Allah Ta'ala, the future is Allah Ta'ala. You depend on Him entirely. See, so much is the dependence on Allah Ta'ala that one morsel of food, right, it can be transformed into pure energy. And if Allah Ta'ala wills, it can be pure cancer. Can't it be? Allah Ta'ala willing, that thing can be pure energy. And if He doesn't will, it can be pure cancer. It can be a reason for a heart attack. Can't it happen? See that?
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة
سووا صفوفكم وسدوا الخلل. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. إذا زلزلت الأرض زلزالها وأخرجت الأرض أثقالها وقال الإنسان ما لها يومئذ تحدث أخبارها بأن ربك أوحى لها يومئذ يصدر الناس أشتاتا ليروا أعمالهم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل؟ ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل؟ وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. رحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.